ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show, live. 9/23/22. And I'll tell you what, Putin ain't bluffing, and this one ain't huffing, and this one ain't puffing. Let me tell you. Have you seen the information, the rumors? And I did not. I went to check on it after I saw the story about it from Hal Turner. Somebody had alerted me to Hal's story on it this afternoon. I see nothing on the TV about it. Maybe it's coming up on there, but all they're talking about is the election. I don't know if we're going to have an election, people. But apparently Xi Jinping may be under house arrest, or there's a coup d'etat against him, and then there's an 80-kilometer long military convoy coming in into Beijing, and there's speculation that if he is under the house arrest, or if he is a coup d'etat or something like this, that there may be a strike on Taiwan here before too long. And then Russia and all this. But, you know, Russia and Xi met the other day, and all of that. All of this could be some sort of a ruse or a backstory or a different idea. But then it could be that Xi was trying to hold the line a little bit. And then others, maybe in the Red Chinese Communist Party, decided that they should go and then with Putin and go at the same time. He goes and nukes, and then they go for Taiwan, and he goes for Ukraine, and then whatever happens, happens. So there is a sense that certain parties at the top slots in the Russian, the Chinese government, and the U.S. government, and the dadgum Luciferians and top slots of the fallen angels controlling in the banking world, in the corporate world. You see, they got bunkers. They got deep underground bunkers. They got them built up. They got all kind of stuff. They got ceilings that change with the time of day, with starlight and the sun and the ambient lights just right, and the temperatures vary, and, you know, the whole thing. They have bowling alleys. They have discos. They have hospitals. They have probably a coffee shop, not on Starbucks or whatever it is, a coffee shop and all kinds of things, really nice, and a fancy restaurant underneath these bunkers, some of them like in that weather and places like that. So they can go, and of course they will, the congresspeople, the senators, oh, they'll leave their families, leave them out in Iowa, or leave them out in Ohio or Indiana or Alabama or wherever, Washington State. Meanwhile, they have their attaché or their secretary, male or female secretary, with legs all the way up to their armpits and with the red hair or something. I don't know. I'm just being facetious, but at the same time, that's the way this D.C. crowd operates and all these people. Because they think that they can come back up alive, you know? You remember years ago on HBO, there used to be a show, I believe, and where I was talking about the big death, where they released a, interestingly enough, they released a bioweapon on the planet, remember? And all those people, they had their Valhalla bunkers and all that kind of stuff. And then the people that were left were all young people, basically, and they were trying to reconstitute society, and it was all a mess and the whole bit. So then the people in the Valhalla bunkers, you see, oh, yes, they're the ones, you know, the big ones, the big boys, that boys. And then they're just waiting for the time where they can come up and restore dominance, put in the order, into the chaos, you see? I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, it could be that Xi Jinping might be, not acting, or for not going along with Putin, or for not already going against Taiwan or something, that some element of his party has decided that they need to go ahead and go. And to go when Putin goes, you see. But I don't know. That is not 100% guaranteed, but it is something that adds to the complexity of the mix, that adds to the danger of the mix of the season we're in. We don't know the exact time the Lord Jesus comes back or returns, but we can know when there is wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. The Lord Jesus told us in Matthew 24 that those are the beginning of sorrows. Then it's going to really get wild, you see. Then you're going to see, I believe, the lights go out in the United States on the power grid. And that can be done in many of 14 different ways. Six ways from Sunday, as Walter Dinger, you could humor, would say. But it could be done. I remember when they were talking to Billy back in Y2K, they thought that perhaps Clinton might want to go ahead and turn the power grid off of it his own self and go to the martial law then. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all that army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia and Ethiopia, that's Iran, and Ethiopia and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his band, so perhaps part of France, part of Germany, they're going to go over to the Russian side as they start to freeze and starve during the winter, okay? Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarma, the north quarters, and all his bands and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which has been owned way since 4,000 nations. And they have blessed basically all of them. On the air. We're having a little trouble today. We've had Skype problems, and now we're having problems with the phone. I guess they don't like that I'm talking and reading the words out of Ezekiel. And so I'm going to tell you, thus we go up to the wall land in all villages. Remember? Neither bars nor gates to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn the hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Well, let me tell you something. You start from Texas and you go north from there and you go into the areas that got all the cattle ranches and the wheat farms and all the stuff, and you got the middle of the country, the Great Plains, all the way up into Canada. And I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, you had better be prepared and keep preparing. And I will tell you this, as well as Xi Jinping coup and the fact that all of that's going on. I read the story. I don't know if you saw it today. Over 154 scientists at Los Alamos who work in the highest level weapons programs, they have, over the last 2 years or whatever, 24 months, have defected to China. Well, you see, that's when you hire the red Chinese scientist. And we did this back in the day. There used to be an army captain who was one of our top scientists, and then he left the army because they kind of snubbed him or something back in the day after World War II in the early 50s, and he went over and became Mao Zedong's head of all the science programs. So I also remember back in the day at Los Alamos where the chief of security there was a guy who was Chinese, and then all of a sudden he got caught, and then that was involved with when all of the top secret files on all, on the CD or the DVDs or the CD-ROMs or whatever were missing out of Los Alamos after a time of a fire, of a forest fire, when it was evacuated. Then they went in there and they could not find all of the top secret plans for all of the most exotic and top nasty weapons that the United States has or is in, has in development. And people couldn't find them. Well, then about three or four days later, oh, they found those DVCDs down behind the copying machine. Well, the thing is, there was five different, you know, security things to go through, all kind of combinations, key locks, eye scans, all the whole bit, five-level security and all that stuff. And it came all out during that fire. Well, then that Chinese guy who was head of security in Los Alamos, he then defected and he took off and went to China. So all of this stuff is ongoing. And then Biden cut off the FBI from investigating all of it during Trump. We had him by the short hairs. We're going after him and caught the Harvard scientist who was giving information over to everybody in China and all that. Well, Biden stopped that. Biden and his secret police, FBI, who now apparently work for the Red Chinese. I don't care how many drug dealers you arrest in El Paso or this one or that one. You're still sitting there and you haven't arrested Hunter Biden. You haven't looked into any of the stuff about the election problems from the last election. And before that, you tried to do a coup d'etat against the President of the United States. And now you're still amping it up and still raiding his place and all of that. And, the fact is, you're the secret police. You're the Red Chinese. You're the Cheka under Beria. You're the SS Gestapo, under Himmler and all of that, you see, or Heinrich, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, we could have a situation to where we could see a hypersonic missile go. They only take, it's less than 5 minutes. It's not the 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And, remember the one that hit Kansas City back in the day and the movie on made-for-TV movie and all of that? And that was all real, all very real and what have you in terms of its depiction. But that was 20 to 30 minutes away. Now you're less than five. Well, you don't have time to do anything in that. Get your boots on, maybe duck under the table or what have you. But all I can say is this: Massachusetts Energy is going to raise the electric rates on November 1. They're going to go up 64%. Can you prepare for that? Maybe you need to get some firewood. Maybe you need to something for a wood burning stove, or you put an insert in the fireplace, or whatever you're going to do. Maybe you put the fire pit outside your family room door or something. At least you could go out there, sit around it, and cook on it. And cook on it and get ready to go. Eat your can of turkey soup up, or your can of roast beef hash, your pork and beans, your Denny Moore beef stew. Oh, man. So anyway, there's also a new thing in Russia. Oh, they have these bats in Russia. They're back to the bat deal, all right? And it's something called a virus called COSTA, K-H-O-S-T-A, COSTA or COSTA 2, from the Russian bats that's similar to the COVID, but the COVID viruses don't work. Well, isn't that really interesting that they just discovered this? Are right on cue, just discovered this. Then we also have a huge Ebola outbreak in the African areas and stuff, and the Ebola is breaking out, and maybe it'll get a variant. Maybe Fauci will help it, allegedly. Like Dr. Mikovits said, Fauci's allegedly created three pandemics, AIDS, SARS-1, and SARS-2, you see? And then they create the new vaccines. And I'll tell you, man, you start reading it. I guess now 78 countries have banned the vaccines. 78 countries have banned the vaccines. My brother out of Canada, good brother out of there, old Canadian bacon, he sent me the toast letter, okay, which is, like a cartoonish political letter that goes out every month or whatever. And in that, there was, an interesting picture and all that where Biden may have relieved himself inside the church over in, London town. Now, this won't come on either. Interesting. Very interesting. But the other thing is, there was like 33 doctors in Canada that had a recent vaccine booster shot. So be careful about all this stuff. And old Ark ain't taking any of them, I'll tell you that. And I've doubled down, and you get the last time I got ivermectin, I bought a little bit of it, the tubes, for the horses, because, you know, the horses, they need to be have protection. The plunger tubes, and I got them off of Amazon, and I ordered up, you know, a few of them, because I'll tell you, you're going to need them. But they're also, if you go to Fishmox, Fishflex, or something like that, Fishmox, it's the antibiotics for the fish. You're going to need your fish. You're going to need stuff. And it's going to come down to situations if there are no more pharmaceutical companies, no more of this, that, or the other, except as they supply the militaries that are designed to kill you, right? Or to put you in a concentration camp or what have you. Or to run you to the guillotine, you know, or what have you. So I'm just going to say this. Back during, like, I remember reading a story about the Korean War, okay, where even a little slightly out-of-date penicillin was worth a fortune. If you had that, you could make, like, you know, you had a big supply, you could become a millionaire instantly. But the fact of the matter is, you may want it so that you can stay and endure it till the end with all the viruses and the bacterial infections and all of that. And even if you got viruses, the antibiotics handle bacterial infections. But what I'm trying to say, if you combine that with maybe the mesosilver and the ivermectin to hit some of the viruses, you see, then the secondary infections that somewhere develop around viral infections, you can handle with the antibiotics. So that's just a thing, because if you're breathing like a fish underwater, you may need those, you see. It's all satire, isn't it? Isn't it all satire? Allegedly, satire, right? And those of you who have got a smart head on your shoulders understand why Huck says that. Because it is all satire, you see. Now, incidentally, 154 people defected over to China and are running their programs there. Well, that's great. Why didn't, you know, Joe Biden just bring more Chinese students over? And I have nothing against Chinese people, okay? I have things against Chinese who are working for the red Chinese government. Working for the red Chinese government to take our top secret stuff and get to them. Right? I mean, if you look at it, Biden or Obama gave them all the stealth program, gave them all the big weapons, gave them all the NASA stuff, the stuff to go to space, to go to the moon with, and all the different things. In exchange, they bought debt. Now they're dumping debt, and they're buying up the world. And buying up farms in North Dakota, new ranchos in Texas, right? Buying up buildings in New York, L.A., all over the place. Buying up banks, buying this, buying that. Buying in Africa, buying in all these countries in South America. Building a navy, a lot bigger than ours, right? Yeah, they got only one or two carriers now, but they do have all these other things. So we may see actually something go down. Or if we do not, at the very least, if the stock market, did the stock market just tend to erase all of its gains for the last 2 years, in the last couple of days? If you do not have long-term storage food or a large amount of canned goods, if you do not have a freezer full of meat or what have you, and then also the ability to run small solar power stuff to keep the power going on that freezer, then perhaps you should take a little money out of whatever it is you got, get it out of the market, get it out of the stock market or whatever, and put it into buying Mountain House or Wise or whatever the freeze-dried or dehydrated type food that you like is. Maybe you ought to do that. Maybe you ought to get a Berkey filtration system with the Black Berkey filters. Maybe you ought to get a couple of them, all right? a firearm. A few thousand rounds of ammunition. What, every household at least should have a rifle, a pump shotgun, 12-gauge pump shotgun, and at least one sidearm, preferably one sidearm for each adult, all right? And if the kids are coming up, maybe you get them a .22, and maybe they can help out as well. But if nothing else, put your kids, if you still think you got a lot of time, put your kids into karate or Aikido or Muay Thai or something to learn how to defend themselves and to create a discipline and get them in better shape. Because I'm going to tell you, when you get old and mean like an old man like me, I'm going to tell you what, you ain't going to run down the road to let them get away from them. You're going to go right at them with what you got, and you're going to keep it fine. You're going to say, let's dance, you sons of bucks. Here we go, here we go. And that's going to be it. And either going to take them out or they're going to take you out. And if they take me out, I know where I'm going. I'm going to go to our Father in heaven. He's got a place up there, and Lord Jesus is going to greet me, all right? And I know where I'm going to be, okay? If you know that you're with him and he's with you, and if you're standing against evil, then that is the key to what you need to do. That is the key. Do not go into there, Luciferian, not that fight. Now, let me see if there's anything else that's popped up here, just because I'm looking. I was looking for that one thing, but while I'm on there, there's firewood shortages probably in the cities and for people who can't cut. Everybody out in the country, cut extra, all right? Cut extra. Cut extra and think about for the ice age, okay? Now the 24th, people still asking about tomorrow. Well, I don't know exactly, but this thing about Xi Jinping is quite interestingly timed. The thing about Putin giving a speech yesterday or whatever, quite interestingly timed. The stock market, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P going way down today and around the world. Very interestingly timed, you know? Very interestingly timed, all right? Something's going on, you see. Something's going on. Sharpen the K-bars and load the mags. Sharpen the K-bars and load the mags, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man. Yeah. Hello to B&E at B. God bless you all out there. And old Big Mac, bless you. And I'm going to say, sometimes I forget to shout out to the good people that I know. But I'm going to tell you what, there's a pair of dinosaur hunters. And these dinosaur hunters down in Tejas, they moved across the border somewhere else. And they got them a dinosaur, 13-foot-4-inch gator. Incredible. Incredible. Hats off to the dinosaur hunters. Hats off to them old dinosaur hunters of the crossroads. Now, if you would like to get you some gold or silver, if you've got all of your food and your water purification, your firearms, your winter clothes, your insulated boots, and incidentally, I would tell you, get about another dozen pair of socks for everybody, merino wool. So they don't go to pieces and they last a longer time and that they wick the moisture away from your foot. The merino wool socks, good stuff. Bombas has got them on the cheap and different things. And, you know, you can go to what I call the department store, Bass Pro or Cabela's, that kind of thing. And you better get some of that. You better get extra underwear and that kind of stuff, and then get you layered stuff. I mean, if you do not have extra things, and some of them which are camouflage or at least to the green color, so that you can, hide out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And socks, I would also tell you that you may want to make sure that you get some ace bandages for the knees, the elbows, the arms, all of that, all right? Because I'll tell you, you're going to come into a situation where you're going to stumble or you're going to do something. And you're going to have to wrap your knee. You're going to have to wrap your arm or your elbow or what have you. That's an extra thing to get that many people don't think about. You need you got to have when you travel, you got to have either one of the bladder packs on your back. But I prefer the old style, military canteens. If you got, a 2-quart, and if you got, you need at least probably about 5 quarts of water, 6 quarts of water. And you need to get like a pistol belt, just get an old pistol belt. And you can clip them on there with the Alice, type gear, those kind of things. And clip them on, or you got a little backpack or a little rucksack. You can put a 2-quart in there, but you need to have traveling gear ready to go and ready to deal with something in case you have to run. Now, I ain't going to. I'm going to try to get, if I had to, I can get, a heads up. Perhaps I'll go early if I can. If you got to go, you got to go early, right? Oh, man. Let me just read this right here if I can, because this is interesting. Something going on in China. Hal Turner, military convoy, 80 kilometers long, headed to Beijing. People's Liberation Army units headed towards Beijing. All right. They show it on a little bit of a Twitter deal or something. In addition to military convoy, we also know that Beijing Airport canceled more than 600 domestic flights and international flights. And also, all the tickets sold by the high-speed rail are suspended, and the rail is completely stopped until further notice. You see, this is something similar happened in Russia. Right? A lot of people tried to leave Russia because they're going to get called up. There are now widespread and persistent rumors, totally unverified, Hal says, claiming a coup against Xi Jinping. Maybe in progress. Other rumors claim Xi Jinping is under house arrest, but no one is confirming any of these rumors, so what we're left with is what can be proved. Giant military convoy heading to Beijing and all air travel stopped. Chinese netizens have restormed social media timelines with reports that Beijing is under military seizure. The world has no idea. According to news, Highland Vision, former Friday Chinese President Hu Jintao and former Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao had persuaded Song Ping, the former member of the Standing Committee, and retaking control of the Central Guard Bureau, okay? If the Chinese coup rumors are true, then the expectation is that real hardliners may take control. If that is true, a full assault on Taiwan is soon to follow. More if I get it. That's Hal Turner saying. It's a good report, I believe. That's stated very well, all right? Stated very, very well. So, you think you might need some more food just in case? You got Russia and Xi Jinping, Russia and China, and all of that. And then you got Biden says that you're, if you vote a Republican, then you're a fascist. You're a fascist now. You're a MAGA fascist, white supremacist. Even if you're black, you're a white supremacist. If you voted for Trump, you see. Consequently, we've got a scenario where... You got to be ready for everything, and you don't know who's going to come for you, all right? Don't know who's going to come for you. And the BP refinery, wasn't that one on time in Ohio? These refinery produce a lot of avgas, regular gasoline, diesel fuel, et cetera, in the Midwest, all right? In Ohio, well, it had an explosion, you see. Of course, unknown causes and all of that. How many of those have we seen over the years, all right? How many of those that blew and stuff blew in Houston and all kinds of things? You remember that? Well, Trump got in and put the hurt on China. China removed its consulate down there because they were pressing them pretty hard. But now the FBI, I guess the FBI just lets them come in and do whatever they want. They're probably, marching in the Rose Garden, in the back there, doing jumping jacks without their shirt on or something, All I know is these things are not coincidence. When you see it start to cluster, it's not a coincidence. when you have the next tropical hurricane is coming in. It's probably going to be coming in the next few days. That it looks like it's headed directly into the Gulf of Mexico. That would be headed directly at the refineries down there. Oh, you think that could be weather warfare? China, Russia, or even just traitors in the United States? Traitors in the United States who maybe took $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese through their son Hunter, allegedly. You know, do you think that might be who's using weather warfare stuff? But if they come in and now their refineries in the Gulf Coast, they hit the one up, burn up in, you know, in Ohio, and they hit a few more of those, you know, maybe they do the Exxon and all that stuff up there and go for a few things. The next thing you know, you got Spetsnaz, which are still being paid allegedly. Allegedly, they've been paid since the Obama days, right? And still in America, paid from deep background, ultra-black budgets. And they were brought over, remember, to, you know, Colorado to train with the snipers and different stuff out of the Rangers and what have you, Fort Carson. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is sold out. You're going to be the defense of the United States. You're going to defend your neighborhood, your block. Okay, and when they come down to your block, then give them the blizzard. I'm going to tell you what, do not hesitate. Do not hesitate. Whoever it is, they come to get you and to take you away or to tell you you're locked down or you have to throw all your food out in the garage or out of the, you know, out into the front porch and they're going to collect it. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you don't go into there and loose bury a knife without a fight. You don't go into there and loose bury a knife without a fight. You got to get fired up. You got to get fired up. And the fire up that you should be understanding is that Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And that when he comes back with his angels, he's going to clean the clocks. He's going to jerk the tares up out of the ground and throw them in the fiery furnace. This is not play around time. Wait for the election. I tell you, I saw the Republicans deal, McCarthy and all that. It's weak. It's like he's talking to a country club crowd and doesn't want to offend them with a loud voice. Oh, yes, these are the pillars that the Republican Party stands on. Why don't you say this, McCarthy? If you want to stop inflation and you want to bring the gas price down, we're going to open up all the drilling and all the stuff. If you want that, you want to return to when we had $1.50 a gallon about the November election of last time with Trump and Biden. You want to go back to $1.60 a gallon on gas, then vote Republican. If you want your food prices to go down, principally because the farmers will be able to have cheaper gasoline and diesel. They can produce it cheaper. The truck drivers can run. If you want that, then vote Republican. If you want to change the stuff up and to get money instead of providing money to all of the things and giving gasoline out of the stockpile to the Red Chinese and then lowering the price that way within hurting us in time of potential war, and the time of potential war is right now. Okay, if you want that, then you better vote Republican so we can change it. They can be taking money that they're doing. They can be taking money that they're doing, okay, and sending all over the world. And when we have hunger and starvation here in this country, they could be doing that, and they, if they want to create more jobs, then bring back the factories. Let's make number two pencils in the United States. Let's make ballpoint pens in the United States. Let's make clothing in the United States. Let's weave cloth in the Carolinas or in Georgia again. Let's do that, all right? Let's bring back what we used to have in 1952 and bring that thing back. Put a ring around this country that nobody can handle. Pop out the TR-3Bs, the TR-4s, and the solar warden craft and put them up all over the world with iron-tied technology weapons and say, we're the United States of America. We're a constitutional republic, and because we are strong, we're going to protect our citizens, not the Luciferian New world order. Novus ordo seclorum. Triangle with the all seeing eye. No, no, no. No, 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 no. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you something. If you want to get you some excellent night vision goggles, or if you want radiation detectors, or if you want gold or silver bullion or coins or platinum, and if you do that, you better get some of Steve Quayle's books. Get some of his books, because he's not going to be able to reprint them. But if you want to know where we got all this from and where it came from and where we're going, you better get Steve's books. You better understand, Terminated, you know, the end of man is here, Xenogenesis, changing men into monsters, aliens, fallen angels. You can also get the Long Walkers, Return of the Nephilim, if there's still any of those left. The Weather Warfare book, the Giants books, so your kids will understand when they see what's going to come on the planet. We'll give men's hearts a fathom for what's coming on the planet. Empire Beneath the Ice, who really won the Nazis and how they're still involved, okay? All of this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, you call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you and that they can get you gold or silver or what have you or any of those items and ship it to you quick. Ship it to you as quickly as possible. And the other thing, ladies and gentlemen, is get Steve's private briefings and his podcasts. Subscribe to them and get the data updated quickly as you possibly can from him about what's going on in the world, all right? Now, in Indochina, we talked to you about it last night, and God bless the Nunamakers with the passing. They had their son just passed. He'd had a stroke about a year ago, and he passed, and may the Lord receive him in heaven. And I know he's already there, and he's looking as fine as and as free from bondage and travail and pain as he could be, I guarantee you. But pray for the Nunamakers, and then also honor them and their mission, because the mission in Indochina, is booming, and they need Bibles in their own dialects of the mountain tribes. And anybody who fought and knew the Special Forces or knew any of the Mountain Yards, you're talking to the same good people, okay? The same people that fought alongside of you, all right? But if you don't know about it, then learn about that. But these mountain villages, they each have a little different dialect, and when we can get them just the basic amount of funds, whatever you can give a little bit or give a lot, whatever it is, you can send it in, and they can then print the Bibles in the local dialects and give them a Bible and a songbook. And I'm telling you, they're creating entire churches. They're having meetings, and they're training pastors, and they're going out. And Indochina, what is it? It's Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, and parts of Myanmar, Burma, okay? It's that entire area, little villages in the mountains and tricky trails and, you know, some roads that were built by Richard Armitage. So, you know, good old Coon Saw out of the Shan States could run that Tiger Opium down there in the deuce and a half quick rather than take it down on the little horses and the little donkeys and stuff with the backward stirrups. Backward stirrup is when you go up the hill, you don't have your toe in the stirrup, you got your heel in the stirrup. But anyway, the Nunamakers, God bless them for all the work they've done over 50 years, and then let's provide them with medical miracles. Let's give them medical miracles and pray for them, because they've had a rough hoe or two here recently, in the last year or so, and then recently with the COVID problem. So consequently, if you would like to help that out and give them a little bit to get this Bible project, you can contact them at the Indochina or Indochine, Indochina Bible Project, or Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, or Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, or Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S. T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May we still win souls and spread the gospel over there, because it's been suppressed by all of the evil and the crap in those governments in those countries, okay? But the good people in the mountain tribes, they're on fire for the Lord Jesus, and they are much appreciative. And they say thank you for all that the Hawk listeners and other supporters have done for them to bring Bibles to them. And then also with the teachings that the Noonamakers did over the years, sneaking around into different villages and stuff, and having to hide out and all the stuff. And the PH and Sambraham and all the good people over there. God bless you all. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the air? And I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Most needed and wanted. Keep Old Hawk in the game. Keep me striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and warning the remnant as best he can as to what they should do and what they should be preparing for. Anything most needed and welcome could be Federal Reserve notes, silver dime, silver dollar, ounce of silver, a little bit of gold, platinum. Send it to Hawk or a check. H-A-W-K, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he provide you with medical miracles as you need them. May he provide you with a superabundance and all needed and wanted to survive and endure until the end. Because I'll tell you what, I'd like to be glad to like to see him. I like to see him when he comes to the angels, and I like to be standing at the parapet fighting against those who come against us, all right? And that is the whole deal, you see. We're getting to be that time frame. We don't know the hour or the exact time Jesus comes, but we know the season we're in, and the season we're in is exactly what Jesus told us. When you read Matthew 24 and you listen to that, well, those words you see in the red letters, I like the King James with the red letters, because that's the ones Jesus spoke directly. Old King James with the red letters. Be that as it may, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And you're going to need him, because that's the key preparation. Is to repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior. And when you do that and you're sincere, he's going to start to wash you clean. He's going to wash you clean, and you're going to be able to see better, and you're going to hear better, and you're going to be able to breathe better. Those dark windows, the old broken down factory building, are going to get washed off 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. And lo and behold, bright sunlight comes through into the interior. And when that starts to happen, you start to get better and you get stronger. And you know what? Here's the real key. Here's the real key for people who are out there and they don't want to talk about it sometimes. The fear that you might have starts to dissipate because you know you're with the Lord Jesus. He knows you're with him, and you know that he's with you. Okay? And that our Father in heaven sent him down to wash your sins clean with his blood. So there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And they're going to send, they're going to foment the famines with the wars and rumors of wars and all that they're doing. They've then hurt and destroyed all the production of farmlands. They've made it more costly, the diesel fuel for the tractors, the combines, all the stuff. With the drought and all of that, and the floods in other places and all of that. They've hurt the orchards. They've hurt the wheat fields. They've hurt the corn crops. The cattle has been sold off because there's no hay to feed it. They've hurt the sheep. All of the different markets are smaller in terms of herds because there's nothing that people can do to get the hay and whatever to feed it. So they go and sell it. And then the farmers don't get diddly for it, but then the middleman gets a lot, okay? And then as Lady said, she was told from the Walmart management and the Kroger management down in the Smoky Mountains that price of food is going to go up in general about 30% again over the top of where it is now. Another 30% up starts any time now. That's a lot. We're already starting to be squeezed, and we're starting to be ground, and we're starting to hurt. But I'm going to tell you, if you have those extra cans of chunky soup, old Hawk's been telling you about for years, if you got the long-term storage food, then you're going to be able to eat. And there's still time to get it. And there's still stock right now to get it. Otherwise, you're going to become one of these days, and the power grid goes out, you're going to go to the grocery store, and you're going to have to pack a machete, gun, and tooth and nail to get a can of peas, okay? It's better to get it now. Take your money out wherever you got some money, a little bit, and to get enough put back to be able to feed your family for a year or 2 years, or I like 3.5 years. Probably the time of the greater tribulation, you know, 3.5 years. But if you had 4, that wouldn't hurt you at all either, because if nothing else, you could give some away to the good neighbors. And then all the people who told you that you were full of it and you were crazy and they were going to go on vacation and all of that when you were buying long-term storage food and you were buying insulated coats and you were buying socks and boots and all of the things, tents and sleeping bags and sleeping pads and all the different stuff that you probably need if you're going to run for the stronghold or if you're going to run to your bug out or if you got to walk down the road and get into the woods instead of being in your house because your house is being run over by, you know, bikers in the street or deuce and a halfs of the Northcom squads that want all of your food and all your stuff. If you can take a whole lot of them with you and run down the road and get somewhere, you know, within a 50-mile radius. And incidentally, I don't know if anybody's going to get for a long distance away. You'd have to have a real long heads up. And the tendency is not to say, well, I don't know. I'll just wait to see what happens. The trick is if you got a little bit of a heads up, you might be able to get on the road, drop all of your stuff in there, your ammo and a lot of your food and your water purification, your Berkeys and clothes and stuff, and throw it in the back of the pickup or the SUV, and you may be able to step on it, go the back route. You know, you have your 2 or 3 routes to get out of town and head 50 miles or 40, 50 miles down the road to the Hillbilly Roads, okay? The Hillbilly Roads with the little lakes and the pines and all the different stuff. And if you maybe already have one picked out, maybe you got one within 50 or 60 miles or within 100 of your house there, you know. You might live in, you might live in Austin, or you might live in Hampton, Iowa, or you might live in Dunlap, or something like that. You might live up in Michigan or Wisconsin or maybe Minnesota, maybe Colorado, maybe upstate California, or maybe down on Imperial Beach. Oh, Captain K, God bless you out there. You be ready to repel all borders as they come across, you know. And you might be able to get you on a boat or, you know, that little helicopter landing pad. Maybe you can flip one of your old IDs or something up there and a $100 bill and they'll take you, you know what I'm saying, and get you out of there. Ladies and gentlemen, we could be in for it this weekend. I don't know. I don't know that we are, and I don't know that we're not. But all I can tell you is to methodically prepare, have the tanks, your gas filled. And that's another thing. I would have at least probably 1 or 2 5-gallon gas cans full of gasoline for each of your vehicles besides a full tank and keeping it topped off. And, you know, you can put the Stabil stuff in the gasoline to keep it from going bad. But if, you know, you've got it, if it's, you know, in a short period of time, you know, a few months, 2-3 months, you can still just use that without doing that. And you can then fill your tank up as you go and then refill the gas cans. But if you've got that, if you got 10 gallons of gas extra plus a full tank, then that can get you, I don't know, how many ever miles per gallon you get, all right? At least maybe say if you got 15 miles to the gallon, maybe you can get another 150 miles. That might take you to sanctuary, wherever the Lord leads you. I will say this, that the Lord will provide you sanctuary, true sanctuary for your family. You might actually pray, like out of John 14, whatever you ask in his name. And his name is Jesus, by the way. His name is Jesus. He will try and do it. He will do it. All right? Read John 14. Okay? John 14. All right? Read that. And if you read that, you will understand how it is that you can see Jesus. Jesus will manifest himself to you if you do what he tells you to do in there. Wouldn't that be interesting to actually see him? And I have seen him. I saw him when I was in a coma, okay? And I was in the tunnel in between earth and heaven, and he was with me in the tunnel for a while, protecting me and talking to me, and I could see his face. The love, you cannot believe the amount of love that it just one look washes over you from him. But if you would like to see him, go to John 14. He'll also tell you that if you pray in his name and if you believe on him, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. But not only that, if you ask in his name, he will do it. Most people aren't sincere, and they won't ask in his name, and they won't ask in a manner, you know, that's other than flippant. They don't believe it. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't go in there. He's spearing knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus against the evil. Hold the ground until him and the angels come. And probably Greg Evenson and Henry Gruber and a few other people, you know, will jump down with him, all right? And God bless, you know, Liz Evenson. God bless Miss Gruber, all the different people. All the good ones out there that I know and have you talked to me over the years or sent me a letter or card or what have you. God bless you or email me. And you can email me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, you know, the next tropical storm, if that goes into the Gulf, can you imagine we got another Hurricane Katrina warning? And if you don't remember that, can you imagine what they do with that and then hit Houston or hit the Gulf Coast and the Louisiana and all the different refineries, and chemical plants and stuff in there again, you know? Just incredible. So, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Would not be surprised for me to see or hear this stuff go down. But then again, it's not like I haven't told you. It's not like Brother Quayle hasn't warned you or told you. Do those things which will help to prepare you for what's coming down the road. Yep, that's the key. That's the key. Now, I don't have much else to say tonight. Let me tell you. I would tell you that I love all of you and you're a great audience. And with the Lord's help, you've helped keep me here for 18 years, and I thank you for that. I have a bit of trouble walking, and I got pain in this leg and different things and different problems, but I will tell you what, I ain't going to go into their loose period and I haven't got a bite. I'll put on, I get two dadgum ace bandages on, one on each knee, and an ankle brace or what have you, too. And I'll get there and I'll strap up and put on my level 4 body armor and my PASGAD helmet, and I'm ready to rock and roll, all right? go into their crap, whether it's the Red Chinese, the Spetsnaz, whoever it is, the secret police, whoever it is. Well, I ain't going to go into that, all right? Because you don't have to. You don't have to go down their road and go to the guillotines and go to the concentration camps. You see, they're already putting a camp in New York City, at least two of them, for the illegal aliens. All right? So don't go in under this period of night with the, you know, without a bite. 90 men and women about her. Use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And against the enemies of the Constitution Republic of the United States. Not the evil ones that run it in the top slots now, okay? Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tana. Mickey Lapua, you're the best there is by test. Hand to hand, they're on the 338. Keep your eye on the optics, Mickey. And say hello and God bless you to all those that you know in Poland right now. Training people up on behalf of the U.S. military to fight against what's coming. Road and Track, Little L. I think tonight's probably Muay Thai. Well, you think about the old hawk a little bit, maybe when you do that, but you come back and you get on your math, your history, and your science.